Lesson 6. Asking about pain. The patient in this lesson is a Nigerian.
When I was running to catch the bus this morning, I started having pain in my chest.
Oh, is that right? Does your chest still hurt?
No, not at all. The pain stops as soon as I slow down to a walk. It hasn't come back since.
Have you ever had this kind of chest pain before?
Yes, I have. I get it more often recently. I get this awful pressure right here in my chest whenever I hurry up to do something.
What sorts of activities seem to cause it?
Well, it comes when I run to catch the bus or when I climb the stairs quickly. It stops as soon as I rest.
Tell me more about the pain. What does it feel like?
Well, doctor, the best way I can describe it is as a pressure. As if something very heavy were sitting on top of my chest. It's a dull, heavy ache, not at all sharp.
Does it hurt only in one place? Can you point exactly to where it hurts?
It just presses all over in front, just under my rib cage. I can't really point directly to one specific spot where it hurts.
Does this dull pressure stay right there in your chest, or does it seem to move around at all?
Well, sometimes it does move over into my left arm.
You said the chest discomfort comes when you exercise. Can you think of anything else associated with that pain?
Well, sometimes after I eat a lot of spicy food, I get a pain, a little like that, just under my rib, in front. But the pain is really a little different. It burns. It also seems to stay around a lot longer.
Is there anything that makes that particular pain worse? Is there anything you do that makes it better?
The pain gets worse if I lie down.
I see. Do you take any medicine regularly?
No, except for an aspirin, once in a while, for a headache.
Does anybody in your family have any heart problems?
Yes. My father is in the hospital right now with a heart attack. He had his first one at age 49.
Oh, I see. Tell me, Mr. Ozor, do you smoke?
Yes. I have been smoking for 25 years and can't seem to quit. I'm 47 now, and I'm afraid that I'm getting the same problems as my father had.
Well, I'm a little concerned about that, too, and I'd like to talk to you about some tests we should do as soon as possible to find out what is causing your pain.